What appears to have triggered public interest and some opposition is the latest technology, the 5G towers, large cans put on utility poles. They look like the electric transformers, which have been around for years, but are much larger. There will be a lot of them eventually because the 5G cells cover a fairly small area compared to the tall towers. Councilmember Ulysses Wingo says the public needs more information.
We need some layer of protections for our community members and residents and constituents to have to make sure that folks are not just putting these cell phone towers up without notifying the community. So with this moratorium, there's just an extra layer that we're adding to this process to ensure that the folks in those communities are aware that they're going up.
Wingo says one went up at Bailey and Connolly recently between people going to work in the morning and coming home. Council members passed legislation pushed by retiring Councilmember Richard Fontana to establish a framework for new internet companies to come into the city to establish a competitor to Spectrum. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.